At the Delaware National Guard's facilities, Governor Carney had a taste of the training that goes into battling the opioid crisis. It's part of the federal government's plan to bring military capabilities to assist local law enforcement. From WHYY's Delaware desk, Zoe Reed reports on a sophisticated shooting range included in the training.
A gunman holds school children hostage. A drunk driver pretends to pull a gun from his pocket. These are just two scenarios Governor Carney faced at the facility. Staring at the suspects, gun in hand, he had a split decision to make. The shoot or no shoot simulator is just one tool the guard offers law enforcement.
The incidents that have happened across the country are ones that can erode trust in law enforcement and government generally, and we don't want to do that. I mean, that's the most important function of government, to provide the public safety, safety of all our residents, and so having our men and women trained up like that is incredibly important and I think a really incredible tool.
The Delaware National Guard's Counter-Drug Task Force is federally funded with a $1 million annual budget that the governor oversees. The task force mission has become more urgent as drug overdoses nationally have skyrocketed. 345 people died of overdoses in Delaware in 2017. The state's health department predicts numbers will surpass that because more of the illegal drugs being used contain synthetic fentanyl. Lieutenant Colonel Michael Murphy says it's the number one threat the guard faces.
Although it's probably not as predominant as the heroin that you find on the street, when the fentanyl does hit the streets because of the potency of it, it does produce so many overdoses. When law enforcement actually comes in contact with it and the seizures, it poses such a risk to law enforcement that they can't even do things like safely test it or safely store it in evidence. So it is a major threat.
The guard assisted law enforcement in seizing more than $11 billion worth of drugs last year. From the Delaware desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.